Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in theaters or streaming.
Thunder Force is a Netflix offering starring Octavia Spencer and Melissa McCarthy, two talented actors. Do they perform up to their abilities? Well, McCarthy does her typical slob, foul-mouthed, obnoxious, gross-out routine, and Spencer plays the straight man to her antics.
Well, McCarthy and Spencer are forces of nature, and it's their personal appeal that propels Thunder Force. It's a silly superhero spoof written and directed by McCarthy's husband, Ben Falcone. McCarthy and Spencer play two friends who become a dynamic duo when Spencer develops a method to imbue them with superpowers.
I like the charts and the graphics at the beginning, showing the effects of cosmic rays affecting the population, turning some into sociopaths called miscreants. There are these super bad characters like Laser and the King. So McCarthy and Spencer fight these bad guys. I was hoping for a clever, action-packed story, but instead, it's a tedious walk through a boring plot.
You know, Susan, I would agree that by virtually any critical measure, Thunder Force is a pretty bad movie. But as with so many silly comedies, the key to its success or failure lies in a single element. Did it make you laugh? And as dumb as Thunder Force is, it did make me laugh.
The attempts at wit fall flat.
Agreed, and that's where the goofiness and the personal appeal of the stars takes over. In many ways, the force with Thunder Force is very weak, but its stars find a way to inject the comic into this dotty comic book movie.
Who would enjoy this film?
The answer is my wife. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.